We're going to give shir now with Zechar Nishmas Yisrael's brother, his Neshomah, the highest points again, Aiden and Binyamin's grandfather as well. May the Neshomah's go to the highest points again, Aiden. Yisrael Simcha Chaim ben Sarachana, we have to get the father's name. And
Yosef
Simcha Chaim ben Chana Sara, I believe. Yes?
Sarachana.
Ben Sarachana. And then was it Rafal Mendel Yaron ben Kayla? What was Binyamin's grandfather's name? Shomesh Gurai Sports Ganesh. Okay, you give me the name when you find the name. Let's begin. So we'll be in
Tuvia
touch.
Ben Sarah Dvorah.
Tuvia Ben Sarah Dvorah. We'll have to get the father's name. Mez Neshomah Gurai Sports Ganesh, highest points Ganesh. We'll have to get the names. So today we'll be in touch as to schedule tomorrow. Hopefully, God willing, we can all go to the Levi in Queens and try to Mechazik Yisrael, a terrible, tragic loss. Losing a young brother who was very ill with cancer since the beginning of the year, longer than that, but it went since in the beginning. And so we have to mechazik the learning, and also Binyamin's grandfather, who I happen to have known, is a wonderful man, because Binyamin's uncle, his father's older brother, we were in Chavrusa for 7-8 years, so I spent a few Shabbos there. He was a wonderful man. So may his neshama go to science points again as well. So we'll be in touch about the line. We'll reschedule the lunch. We'll do it next week. Maybe we'll use that to celebrate Jonathan's chasana. And however, tomorrow, if it's at 10 and the Levi's about an hour, we should be able to have a full shir by the time we get back. And if it's at 11, whenever we get back, we'll have shir. It could be much shorter, maybe an hour, 45 minutes. We'll play everything by ear. Let's begin, though. The Gemara on the bottom of Dalet Amud Aleph, on Gimel Amud Aleph, says as follows: Man hay tane de boy ksiv lishmo, boy chasim lishmo. Gemara begins a whole new segment and says, who is the Tana that requires ksiv lishmo and chasim lishmo? What do you mean? Put two and two together. What does our Mishnah mandate on Shlich from Medina Seyam must say?
Fanenechta.
Now, if you are Rabbah Lamaisa, that means that there is a requirement Lamaisa to have Lishma. And if you are Rabbah Lamaisa, that is the notion. So the Gemara quickly goes to Lishma, and whenever you see that word Lishma, you know it's Rabbah. Because Rabbah denies the concept of what? What do I always stress? Rabbah doesn't deny the concept that a get doesn't have to be written Lishma. Of course it's got to be written Lishma. But the Fanenecha doesn't have to verify it was on Mishma, correct? That's what Rava denies. So obviously when the Gemara says, Man Tana, who's the Tana that requires Ksiv and Chasim Lishma, who are they working with? Rava or Rava? Rava. They're working with Rava because Rava's Lishma. Now, Tosis we learned last week on Thursday, on the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph, tried to say, well, maybe Rava slated Rava in the Maskana, and then maybe you need Fanenecha of Lishma and Fanenecha because of Kiyum. But we went through that whole time, so I hope you're able to chazer. And the bottom line is that we know that we're within Rava, and Rava requires Lishma. So the Gemara says, Man Tana, de boy ksiv lishma, boy chasim lishma. Okay, who's the Tana requires Lishma in both? So the Gemara says, well, let's try. Let's try to attempt to see who it is. So this is what we focus on today. Ereb Meir, chasima boy, ksiva lo boy. If it's Reb Meir, it can't be him. Because Reb Meir only requires a chsima lishma and ksiva lishma, it does not require. Yes? This non ain't kosum mechubal lekarka. You're not allowed to write again on something that's mechubal lekarka. However, kosu al mechubal lekarka, if you wrote the get on a leaf that was mechubal lekarka, talshu, if you detached it, chosmu, you sign any menasallah kosher. So, as we pointed out when we learned the Gemara compares the din of lishma with the din of what? With the din of mechubar. And the Gemara says these are important parts of the get. And therefore, Reb Meir, just like he has no problem with the ksiva being written when it was attached, he has no problem with the ksiva being written shalom lishma. They go hand in hand together. Yes? So the Gemara basically in this line is saying, can the Tana be Reb Meir or not? Yes or no? Can the Tana be Reb Meir? No. You guys tell me, no, it can't be.
No.
Because Reb Meir should, you need a Tana that requires Lishma both on the Ksiv and Ksima. So Reb Meir can't be the one. Okay? All right. Yes, Jonathan.
Yisrael's father's name is Shlomo Yehuda.
Okay, so we'll give it.
Yosef
Simcha Chaim ben Shlomo Yehuda means the Shlomo go to highest points of Gan Eden. Okay, so Lamaisa, thank you, Jonathan. So it comes out, we should only have Simchas. So it comes out that the Tana can't be Reb Meir. Tana cannot be Reb Meir because Reb Meir requires Chasima, only Rishma on the Chasima. I want to see now, before we get into the Tosis, let's get this. This Tosis requires knowing a few Gemaras, and not just knowing, you must know it well, okay? You must know the Gemaras a few very well. The first one that I want to get to is take a quick look at Dalet Amud Aleph, okay? I'm spilling the beans a little bit, but you really have to know it. You really have to know it to know this Tosis. Do you see the Tosis? You see the Gemara? It's on the sixth line from the top on Dalet Amud Aleph. You guys see that? We're spilling the beans and pointing this out. You see Rav Ashi Amar? Does everyone see that? Six lines from the top on Dalet Amud Aleph. Seventh. It's seven? Seventh line. Rav Ashi Amar. Rav Ashi wrote the Gemara with Ravina. How do I know that? The Gemara Bava Metzia Pehei Amud Aleph says that. Okay, it was the last generation Amoraim. Rav Ashi Amar Hamani. What does Hamani mean? What's Hamani? Who's the Tan of our Mishnah? Reb Yehuda. This non Reb Yehuda posel at Sheikh Siva Chsimasu Batalj. We're going to see that in Mishnah inside, God willing. Reb Yehuda says both the Chsim and the Chsim have to be what, Usher? Detached. Because according to Reb Yehuda, the Chsim and the Chsim are just as important. Yes? It's a third Tana. Why do I call him a third Tana? Because it's not Reb Meir, it's not Reb Elazar. So the Gemara says, well, why didn't you go to that originally? Why was Aryeh? Why was Gimel Amud Beis devoted to Mikara, my time of Mokmina Krabita? Why did you, in a sense, why didn't you go right at it? Why originally did you not establish the Mishnah like Reb Yehuda, Yosef? You follow me? What do you have to have Gimel Amud Beis? A tri Reb Meir, tri Reb Elazar, Binyamin, you with me? Let's get it. You take off the coat, Lamaisu. Let's go. So Gemara says, you don't have to take it off, but just be off. Mahadrin and our Reb Meir. Why did you try to Reb Meir? To stop us, this Reb Meir. Yes? Because we have a klal and shas that an anonymous Tana is usually Reb Meir. Now, the whole mission is not anonymous, but the Tanakam is anonymous. Why'd you try to Reb Elazar? Why'd you try Reb Elazar? The Kamel Hilchos Kavasa Begitin. Why'd you try Reb Elazar? Because we know there's a famous klal that Reb Elazar the Psak is like him in Gittin. So that was Masber Gimel Amud Beis. Why the whole effort? When we see Gimel Amud Beis, the whole effort in Gimel Amud Beis is to try to make the mission either like Reb Meir or Reb Elazar. But at the end of the day, who's the mission like? Reb Yehuda. Yes? We got this Gemara Klor? Okay, let's turn now to Chafal Vum and Beis. Let's go. Let's turn to Chafal Vum and Beis. I wanted you to see the first half of the Mishnah of Chafal Vum and Beis. What does the Mishnah say? Ein kosum mechubel lekarka. You're not allowed to write a get on a leaf that's connected to karka. Anything. I'm just using a leaf as an example. Period. Please get how to read the Mishnah. Kosum mechubar. If they did write the get, what was Mechubar? Tolshu, if you detach it, that was written, the chosmu, you signed the hating while it was detached, not attached, you already detached it. The nusla kosher. So the Tanakhama says, that's fine. As long as the chesimu was done detached, in the state of being detached, it's fine. Reb Yehuda says, not fine. Reb Yehuda, this is the statement of Reb Yehuda where we just saw where? On daf what? Dalmanaf. I want you to be familiar with the Masichta, with the Dapin. This should become yours. You make a kinyan on it. Someone tells you it's quoted on Daf Dal. You know where the Mishnah is of Chafal Vum Beis. Reb Yehuda poslach the ksivasa v'chesimasa betolosh. I disagree. Reb Yehuda says, I need the ksiva and the chesim to be in a state of being detached. Everyone got that? Okay. Take a look at Rashi. Ein kosum mechuber the ksiva v'kasa v'nasan sheina mechusar ktsitsa. What does that mean? What does that mean? You should know that already. We did that Rashi when. On Thursday, on Gimel Amud Beis. What does Rashi here say? You cannot have an act between the Ksiv and the Sina of cutting off. That interrupts the what? The link between Ksiv and the Sina. If you have to cut it off, that is bad. Okay? That is the Drasha. That is the Drasha. Eina Mechusa Ketzitza. You cannot have what? You cannot have Ketzitza. That Drasha is quoted here in Erevin and in Sukkah. Okay? It's Erevin and in Sukkah. I thought it's also here though. I thought it's somewhere here in the Masechta. No, not somewhere here. I'm pretty sure it's also somewhere here in the Masechta too as well, that you can't have a kasav and nasim. It's mechusar ketitza. We have to. Oh yeah, it's on the top of the yomid. You see it, guys? See the kafal from the base on the top. Two lines on the top. Amar kra. The kasav and nasim. Mishen mechusar laksiva unesina. Yatzazash mechusar ksiva ketitza unesina. You see that? Everyone got that? Someone asked for the drushes. Three places in Shas. Gittin, Chafal Mez, he says, in Erevet Tetval Mez, and Sukkah Chavdalon Mez. Okay? Okay, let's turn to the Gemara. I only wanted you to see the first half of the Mishnah. You got me? Gavril, you with me? That's a shot in the Mishnah.
What does it mean again?
It says in the Chumash, Vikasa Vinasan Law. Mishen Mechusar El Ksivu Nesina. Nothing can be lacking except the Ksiva and Nesina. To get the get done. You write it up, you give it, done. If you have to do an act of cutting it off a little plant or a tree after you've written it, then it's bad. Ella, ksivin sina yatzazet, to exclude, yatzazet, yatzazet shemachusar ktsiva ketzitzav in the sina. It's missing, it's lacking the immediacy. It's lacking a link between the ksivin and the sina. You have to cut it. That passes the get. You got it? There cannot be a break in the link between the ksiva and the nesina. You got that, Clore? Okay. Let's look at what bothers you in the Mishnah that I read. I just was wondering if anyone's going to, it was mechavin to the Gemara's kasha. What did it say in the beginning? It says, ain kosum mechubla karka, and then it says, kosum mechubla. I mean, make up your mind. Can you do it or can you not? Let's look at the Gemara. Let's see. The Gemara asks. Take a look at the Gemara. Okay? You got it inside? Here we go. Kosva mechubra v'amad reisha ain kosvin. Gemara asks that kasha. First it says, kosva mechubra nesefa. And in the reisha it says, what ain kosvin? And you make up your mind, rabbeinu shalom. So there are two answers to this kasha. By two different groups of Amoroim that you have to get in your mind in order to understand Artisis on Gimel and Beis. You're going to say, who's this? Who's Shmuel? Who's Rabbi Yochanan? Who's Reish Lakish? If you look at Chafalvim Beis and do the Gemara, then you know. You got me? Here we go. Amar Yudom Shmuel, who shashir makam hatayrev. V'chein Amar Abulazar, Amar Aboshin, who shashir makam hatayrev. V'chein Amar Rabba Barbarchan, Amar Yudom, who shashir makam hatayrev. A whole list of Amorim. Let's say the following, that you left out the Makom HaTorev. What did you write on the leaf, Mayor? Azriel, what did you write on the leaf? Only the Tofes. What's the Tofes? The regular generic part of the get. Generic part of the get you wrote.
That means you wrote it out of order.
Because you always said the Toref is the beginning. The Tofes is, it seems that way. Yeah, it seems that way. There's no din that it can't be written out of order, right? Sefer Torah, Lamais, is a whole question, right? Whether it's Sefer Torah, we got to look that up for tomorrow.
Sefer Torah does not need to be in order.
What does have to be written in order? Mezuzah has to be.
Tefillin
and Mezuzah have to be written. Sefer Torah not. Excellent, guys. Excellent. You have to leave the space, though, when you write a mezuzah, according to Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam and Tefillin. If you write the Rabbeinu Tam and the Tefillin. What's the famous Machlokes Rashi Rabbeinu Tam? In Tefillin. Whether you put them in or what?
Also, it's
not also. No, but the Machlokes Rashi Rabbeinu Tam is about the order. It's about the order. Always. I always forget it. Rashi is the Seder of the Chumash. Rabbeinu Tam is the two parts in the middle. I forgot the sheet.
Rashi is based on the order that appears on the
Chumash. Right, that's what I said. Rashi is like the order of the Chumash. Rabbeinu Tam is, remember?
Two Baha'is in the middle. The Baha'i is second, I believe.
I can't hear you.
He takes Baha'i and puts it second.
And what about this? Some one other parsha? But it has to be.
And the rest shift.
What'd you say?
And the rest gets shifted over.
Yeah, but if you write them out of order, though.
So if you write them out of correct, so if you write them out of order.
So, but you could leave a space a corner of Binatam.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, there's the details. But Lamaisa.
My phone is rather in common than they have by Mezuzah, also lots of tefillin. Like inside the tefillin itself. Which direction?
Yes, right. But I'm talking about the parshas. That's a different machlekes. Okay, question is, we will talk about another time, what they do before Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. That's all. There's a whole Ben Ishchai about this.
Asked about everything, though.
What did you say?
But when did they?
Would you say anytime you have a melech, you show them what they do before even alchal ma'isa? But do you think that they had a mesorah from back what they were doing?
Right.
So that you don't have that all the time with every tefillin. Machleishim in lomdus, you don't have that. But here, practically, we know people were tefillin. So what they do before Rosh Hashanah? Okay. So there's different. There are two mahalim to answer that kasha. The Ben Ishchai, one after, I don't remember, but one time we'll have to discuss it.
Archaeologically, okay? We found film that are followed both.
Yeah. I remember that, if that was his answer. But okay, nonetheless, as you were saying, Gavriel, a get doesn't have to be written in order, so the Gemara says, no problem, you left out the Makom HaTorah, and you wrote the generic parts of the get on the leaf. Then I rip off the leaf, and you write the Torah for the get. So we just solved the answer. And the Gemara continues, look inside. For Rabbi Lazar, he done Rabbi Adam Misira Karsi. Now, what does that have to do with Rabbi Lazar? You guys tell me. What does that have to do with Adam Misira Karsi? Usher, what does Adam Misira Karsi? Ayan Chafal from the base? What does Adam Misira Karsi have to do with anything? But it's a bit of a fake out. What's the fake out? Because Rabbi Lazar holds the Iker part of the get is what? When the guy delivers the get, the Edom see it, that gives the get, but the read of a kasav law is what? Literal. The Lishma is on what?
The Torah.
The Lishma is on the actual ksiva of the Torah. So you guys got to get that. I've stressed that to you. Kointra Meir, Eda Chasima Karsi is the Chasimas make the get a get, but also Lishma is on the Chasimas only. Kointra Belazar, the Eda Mesira are what they make the get a get when they actually see the delivery of the get. But the shot of the pussy, the cuss of law, is going on what? Pshuto, ksiva. The lishma is on the ksiva. Okay? Lishma is on the ksiva. So that's Rabbi Lazar's shita. What did you say?
The practical difference is
that whenever you interpret Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Meir says that the cuss of law is the chasam law. That tells me the lishma is the chasimus and the ikar part of the get is the chasima. You don't need Adam at the delivery of the get, according to Meir. According to Belazar, you have two tracks. You have that the Adam must be there at the Mesiris Aged, but the issue of the Lishma is on what? Is the actual Ksiva, the Kasa you interpret it regularly. Now, we discussed on Thursday, remember we pointed out, I hope you guys remember this, does the Nesina have to be done Lishma? What do we say about that? Come on, we learned the Gemara inside. You guys got to remember this. Usher. Aryeh. Binyamin, come on, what do we say? Pei vav in the base. Machlek is Rabbi Yirmiya and Abaye. Rabbi Yirmiya says you need the Nesina to be Lishma, and Abaye says you do not. All you need is the Ksiva to be Lishma. But the Gemara identifies it here with who? The Gemara identifies with Rabbi Lazar. Look inside. Rabbi Lazar, Yidam, Rehid, Messi, Rekar, Yochikamer. So listen to me how he teaches the Mishnah. Yochikamer. Ein kosin toife shema yichtov toirev. You don't write the toface because why? Why don't you write the toface? It's lecharchila. Because you might end up writing the Torah, which is a terrible problem. The Torah cannot be written on what? When it's attached. But what happens, may you're accustomed to the toface? If you did write the toface when it was mechubar, what do? Vitalshu, detach it, kasvu, the Torah. Write the Torah when it's unattached, nasal, and give it to a kosher. Yes?
You shouldn't do it.
Like Jonathan said, you can't write it, the toface, because it might lead you to write the what Torah when it's mechubar. But if you did, you could still save the day, cut it off, and do what? But go back to the Mishnah now. No, go back to the Mishnah. We're not in there. This is the first approach in the Mishnah. Go back to the Mishnah now. How do you read the Mishnah? Someone read the Mishnah for me. What does it say? Read the whole Mishnah. Read the whole line there. Go ahead, Nate. Ein kosin mechubar lekarka. What's v'chasmu mean? What does v'chasmu mean? You guys tell me, what does v'chasmu mean?
And he also wrote the Torah.
But he wrote it, so what word should it have said? Should have said a kasav, and it says v'chasmu. Right. So Toises by us says it means finish. It doesn't mean sign. It means finish the ksiva. And the word chasuma can mean finish sometimes. Like the Gemara Gittin Arvasekta says later on, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave, did Hashem give us the Torah piecemeal? And as he gave Moshe Rabbeinu the piece, they wrote it down piece by piece? Or was the whole Torah written what? In one shot. And it was finished in one shot. The word chasuma doesn't have to mean sign. It can mean finished. You got what I just said? That's how you're going to have to read the Mishnah. Not confusing once you got it. You go back, you have to go back and read it into the Mishnah. Go get that down in your notes. And when you say the word chasmu, it means what? It means finished, ksiva, correct. So according to this slew of Amoraim, who are they? Rav Yudon or Shmuel? Yes? Rav Yochanan? Yes, Shmuel, Rav Yochanan. Who are Tosas quotes? Who is the Tan of this Mishnah? Rav Elazar, correct. Asher, you got this? That is the first approach in the Amoraim. Second approach. Look inside. V'reish lakish amar chasmu shaninu. V'reb meiri. Damer eda chasim akarsi. V'reb meiri. V'hochi kamer. Ein kosmen tarif gzer shema yachtom. Kosmu le tarif tashu chasmu nasu lakasher. What does Reb Meir say? Reb Meir says eda chasim akarsi. So how do you read the Mishnah? Ein kosmen tarif. You don't need the computer. Ein kosun toreif, you write your notes. Ein kosun toreif, what is ein kosun toreif? You don't have the main part of the gezeira, what, Jonathan? Shema what? Shema yachtom, unless what? Rav chafal v'mezel, because you might come to what? You might come to sign it when it's what? No, when it's attached, right? What happens kosun the toreif? Jonathan, you with me? What happens if you wrote the toreif when it's what? When it's mechubar, what do you do? Toshu detach it, chasmu sign it, nasla kosher. Mishnah reads very well according to the second approach. You can interpret chasm as being chasm literally, not finishing the ksiva. You got me? So according to Reish Lakish and Rabbi, according to Reish Lakish and who else? Who is it? Reish Lakish. The Tan of the Mishnah is Reb Meir. And chasm, go back to the Mishnah, and kos mechubar karka kosmu mechubar, meaning the Toreif. Toshu the chasmu, you sign the item, it's kosher. So according to this, which approach do you think fits the Pashim Shad in the Mishnah? First or second approach? Reish Lakish. Because you're saying Chasmu. No? Okay. Let's go back now to Ardaf. Let's go back to Ardaf. One more Gemara. I want you to keep in mind. And then we go to the Tisus. Look at the last two lines at Gimel and Beis. See the last two lines? Meir. V'ha Amar of Nachman, Omer Ha'ir of Meir. What does it say? What does Rav Nachman say? That there's a statement in the name of Meir. If you find they get in the garbage can, you take it out and you sign it because there was no aid. I guess the guy changed his mind from divorcing his wife. He had all the names in there, but they didn't sign it. Threw it in the garbage can. A guy with the same name, couple name, takes it out, signs it, it's kosher. Who is that a quote of? Rav Nachman, the halakhic name of Rav Meir. Yes? How many Gemaras have we seen so far? Three. Let's see number four. Go to Ham and Beis, guys. What did it say in Ham and Beis? I would say it's about right next to Tosafot Lenu. You got it? Ham and Beis, right next to Tosafot Lenu in the Gemara. Tanika Vasud Rabbi Yechonon. Hamevi geben in the siyam anasnu lo. V'lo omer lo b'fanei necha v'necha. Yotzi v'avlad mamzer divrei meir. V'chomi omer ein avlad mamzer. Kate said, Yase, what do you do? Yitlenu emenu, take it back from her. Yachzor. V'yitnenu lo b'fnei shayim, give it back to her in front of two. And say, before you give it to her, v'yomer b'fanei necha v'fanei necha. You got this? Yes? Frektig more remer mishu the lomer for nechta when I yotzi vavlad mamzer because you didn't say before nechta the vlad's a mamzer. Come on in, yes. Remer letaimi arye. Domar arahnu mishmeru ula momer ayer remer kol mishanim abeis shetov chomim gittin yotzi vavlad mamzer. So Gemara quotes beferish in the name of who? Remer that if you don't say before nechta the vlad is a mamzer. Is that correct?
Yeah.
You forget. You got me. You got this. So. The last two Gemaras we said were mamish in the name of who?
Reb Meir
himself. Yes? Rav Nachman quoted Rav Meir about the garbage can case, and this, if you don't find it, Vlad is Mamzer. Let's turn to our Tosis now. Let's go, guys. Let's tune to our Tosis. With all this background, Lamaisa, with all this background now, we turn to what? With all this background, we turn to the to this Tosis, amazing Tosis. Here we go. Gimel and Beis on the top, okay? All right, this Nam, let's all see inside, okay? This Nam ain't goes mechubil chule. Usually I don't read. I'm reading this today because it's a hard touch with all the different gemaras. You with me? This Nam ain't goes mechubil chule. Hach sugya. What does the word hach mean?
That.
Usually it's that, but here it means this. Usually it's that, but here it's this sugya. Ubisamach. What's ubisamach mean?
Next one.
Samach means next one. I like to say very soon. Which one is he referring to? Samach nami demuki rav ashi. Masisik Reb Yuda. What daf was that? Which Gemara was that we did? No. It was Dalin Amar Aleph. The Ravashi. Ravashi said what? That the Mishnah's like Reb Yuda. Yes? This Sugya and Ravashi, yes? Asya Keresh Lakish. They are going like Resh Lakish. Who's Reish Lakish? The Pirik Beis of Pirik Beis. The Muki Masnissin Kihu that establishes the Masnissin of Ein Kosim Mechuber Kireb Meir. The Chasmu Shaninu. We learn Chasmu Demasra Chasima Mamish. Meaning, Jonathan, when our Gemara presents the Mishnah and Chafal from the Beis of Ein Kosim Mechuber, what is the assumption of the Sugyasha? That this Mishnah holds that the Mishnah is like who? Reb Meir. Because what is Usher? What is our Gemara trying to prove? Who's the Tan of our Mishnah that requires Ksiva and Chasim Lishma? Well, the Gemara says it can't be Reb Meir because we know Reb Meir from the Mishnah and Chafal from the Beis says that only what? Chasima has to be done Lishma, not Ksiva. Because we put it together, Mechubar, the same thing as Lishma. 1 second. That's only if you take which approach to that Mishnah? Reish Lakish's approach. Reish Lakish's approach. That's why Reish Lakish says that the Mishnah over there means Chasima Mamish. And all you need is Chasima Lishma. You don't need Ksiva Lishma. So our Sugya assumed that approach to the Mishnah and the Sugya and Davdalin. How did the Sugya and Davdalin assume that approach? You guys tell me. Our town is Reb Yudin and it can't be who? Reb Meir. Because Reb Meir only quotes Chasim Lishma, not Ksiva Lishma. So it says, now isn't it as clear as glass now? Now that you have this background, right? Now it's clear as glass. So that's the pshat in the beginning of the Tosis. Aval? What's Aval? Avabad, Reb Yechin and Shmuel, who are they, Rebbe? Who are they? Who are the first approach of Chafal from Bey's excellent name? Av Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel Muki Hasam Masnissen. They established Mr. Kareb Elazar. V'chasmu, what's the word v'chasmu going on there? Atayrif Kai. Signing is on the Tayrif Binyamin? How could signing be on the Tayrif? Klomar Siamu. They finished writing it. Kamotora Chasuma Nitna. The Torah was given by Hashem to Moshe Rabbeinu, all one shot. Wasn't written piecemeal as he received it. It was finished. Klomersiyumu kumotera chasuma nitna. So perikan nizak. It happens to be it's in the same mesecta, our mesecta. Okay? So if you hold like Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, what do you got? This whole sugya doesn't jive. Why does this whole sugya not jive? Because the sugya here is assuming the Mishnah Chafal Meis is according to who?
No,
our sugya is holding the Mishnah like Reb Meir.
They're holding it for
right, and they hold it's Reb Elazar. So our sugya is not going like who? Shmuel and Reb Yochanan. It's going like who? Rav Ashi. It's going like Reish Lakish. Okay? So the sugya here and Davdalan and Aleph that assume that what? Gavriel. That Reb Meir only requires the Shema on what? Chasim and Aksim is fitting with who Shita and Chafal and Beis? Reish Lakish, correct. Whereas Shmuel Reb Yochanan will not fit with. Clear? It's clear as glass, no? You got that? That is clear as glass. Yes, Jonathan.
Could Rebbe just define Torif?
Couldn't hear you.
Could Rebbe define what Torif is one more time?
Torif is the main part of the get. The name of the man, the name of the woman, the Zman, the date, and the statement of Hariyat Maturis, the whole other. That is written in the beginning. The Tofes is the what? Is the generic part of the get. Which you have an Exuba, that's the second part. How do you know the Torah was the first part of the get? You guys tell me.
It's the same on the...
Didn't we learn that? Where do we learn it? Yeah. Tosis and Amud Aleph, Gimel Aleph, the small Tosis. The Ramas of Asi said that, yes? Okay. So the get, obviously, was in that case, you have to say he wrote the second part first, and the first part he didn't. Okay.
So it's the specific parts and then the generic parts.
Yes, that is correct. But what we pointed out, Lamaisa, was we're learning that sugya is when you wrote on the leaf the tofes, that means you wrote the second part, you left the space open for the first part.
Right.
That's what you have to say. And there's no din that it can be written out of order. Like we talked about by mezuzah and tefillin, whether there is, say with Torah or not. Okay, we got this? Okay, let's continue now, guys. Now, let me ask you the following question. Are you with me, Binyamin? This is what we're doing, the Torah Shabbat Peh. What Tanoic literature proved that Reb Meir held that you need Lishma by Chasima and Naksiva? Which Tanoic literature? When I say Tanoic literature, I mean a Mishnah or a Brisa. Which?
Mishnah.
Excellent. On Daf what? Chaf Alpha and Beis. That's what our Gemara quoted, yes? Now, that means it's only going to fit in according to Reish Lakish. Yes? Yeah, correct? Let me ask you. According to Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, they're all great Amoraim. Can we prove it all from Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan that Reb Meir also only requires the Shema and the Chasima? I don't know, Nate says. You got to know Shas. Look next line of Taisus. Taisus knew Shas. Ulu Shmuel v'Reb Yochanan. Nami yesh lehochiach. The Reb Meir lo boy k'siva lishma. Wow, Shmuel and Reb Yochanan, I can also prove that Reb Meir does not require k'siva lishma. Kin a masik b'somach, like we conclude very soon, and this very soon, Yosef, is the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis, the garbage can case. Bless you. You with me with this, Azriel? Meter of Nachman, the Omer, higher Reb Meir, afilu matzah b'ashpil chulei. What does Rav Nachman say in the name of Reb Meir himself, the Halakha Reb Meir? That the garbage can case is what? What is the garbage can case? Is what? Is kosher. So you see b'feirish that what? That you don't need k'siva lishma. Everyone agrees, so Rav Nachman's quoting Reb Meir, so even Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, if they're asked, hey, how do you know if Reb Meir denies the Shmuel Ksiva? The statement of the garbage can. You got that? So now basically Tosfos has established that what? You tell me. That all the Amoraim, right? All the Amoraim basically agree that Reb Meir denies the Shmuel and the Ksiva. Our sugya happened to be going with Reish Lakish, quoting that Mishnah of Chafav and Beis. But the truth is, even Shmuel and Reb Yochanan, who had a different approach to that Mishnah, on Chafal Beis, it said the Mishnah over there was according to Rabbi Lazar. We can also dig up that according to Reb Meir, they also hold you know Lishma from the garbage can case, which is quoted later. Yes, Nate.
Why can't we just say that Reb Nachman hold later as Lakish and argues Lishma and Reb Yochanan?
Because you tell me. You tell me. I'm glad he asked me that. I kind of try to stress, spill the beans a little bit on that. Because who is Reb Nachman himself quoting? It's undeniable. He's quoting Reb Meir. Right. So there's no more conjecturing. He's quoting Reb Meir, the Halakha Reb Meir himself. Yeah, he's the Halakha Reb Meir himself said this statement. So it's undeniable that Reb Meir denies Lishma Ksiva. You follow me?
Yeah.
That's why I'm glad he asked me that. I kind of tried to hint to it a little bit before, but you brought it out. That's the Nakuda, because he's actually quoting Reb Meir. So everyone agrees with this comment. Reb Meir said it himself. No one's denying that Reb Nachman heard it wrong. Exactly. Okay? Sometimes we have that, but that's not found here. Okay? Oh. Now that leads us to the following kasha. Vim Taimar. What's Vim Taimar, Binyamin Novik? What's Vim Taimar? A signal to. What is it a signal to? Vim Taimar. Akasha. We don't translate it literally if you say. Vim Taimar is Akasha. Yesh Lomar is an answer, yes? Vim Taimar, Frektais is Akasha, the Heichi, what's the word Heichi mean?
Where?
Heichi means what? Heicha is where, Yosef. Heichi is how, correct.
Yeah.
How is it proven from here to lo boy ksiva lishma? How does our Gemara prove conclusively from that Mishnah Chavav as you don't require ksiva lishma, Gavriel? Dilma lechachila boy ksiva lishma. Maybe lechachila we require ksiva lishma. Kid a boy lechachila betalush. Like we require, yes, in the sugya over there, didn't we require it to be betalush? Yes? If you take Reish Lakish's approach again, guys, what was Reish Lakish's approach to the Mishnah? That you wrote it what? You wrote it b'dievin when it was attached, like Jonathan said, but what? You cut it and then you save it by signing it when it's detached. But you're not allowed to do it lechachila, write the Torah when it's attached, because you might end up what?
Signing
it. So just like lechachila, the ksiva cannot be done when it's mechuber, maybe lishma lechachila should be done ksiva. That's Tysus Kasha. It's a wonderful Kasha. It's a wonderful Kasha. Why do I think it's a wonderful Kasha? Number one, because I love the Chachmei HaMesayer. Number one. But number two, you tell me why I love it. Because just like our Gemara compared Lishma and Mechubar, yes? And if you're going to say this is a Lechachila by Mechubar, not to write it, yes, when it's Mechubar, so maybe there's a Din of Lishma Lechachila, not to what? To do the Ksiva what? Lishma. No? Aren't they twins? Yes, that's what lechachila means, Nate. Exactly. Lechachila is ideal. But Tosha is asking, how do you stress to me, how do you prove to me wholeheartedly that you're so confident that there's no iota of lishma and ksiva? Maybe there isn't in a lishma and ksiva lechachila. That's what Tosha frekta kasha. You follow me? See how we're building it up a siyata nishmaya? That's what Tosha is asking. And these are twins, lishma and mechubar. These are mamish twins. They're twins. So if you say that by what? By Mechubar, you can't write it when it's Mechubar. Then also say you can't write the Ksiv without Lishma. No. Why is it more so confident that there's no Kant in Lishma at all by Ksiv? Great Kasha. Yesh Lomar. What's Yesh Lomar bin Yom Novik? Yesh Lomar. An answer. Not there is to say. Vim Tomar Zakasha, Yesh Lomar is an answer. Yes? Yesh Lomar. The afilu ilich archila boy ksiva lishma lo mitukma masnisin kavosei kevin to the yevid kosher law you was sakin lomra b'fanei nechtav. Wow. Tosus asks, what was Tosus kasha? How do you prove from here he doesn't require ksiva lishma? Maybe the Mishnah requires lechachila lishma and ksiva. And that would fit the bill of Bifanei Nechtav. Bifanei Nechtav. What does it mean? What does it mean, Nate? It's not symmetrical. Bifanei Nechtav is Lechachilu Lishma. Bifanei Nechtav is even Likuva. Likuva means you have to have it, but Lishma Nechsima, right? It wouldn't be symmetrical in Tosa's proposal in his Kasha. But okay, Tosa's answer is ridiculous. That is a ridiculous proposal. Why? Because we make Takanas, public policy, on things to verify that things that you need that are le'ikuva. We don't make takanas to verify something was done l'chachila, that was only needed l'chachila. We make takanas to verify that it was done even what? Only on things that you need that are le'ikuva, which are essential. You know what I mean by essential. Arya, you follow me? And therefore you don't make such a takana. Yesh lomar, da'afilu in l'chachila boy k'sivu l'shmo. Let's say you'd be right that you needed it. Our Mishnah, write that down. Which Mishnah, Gazriel? Which Mishnah, Lamais? Which Mishnah can you not what? Which Mishnah are we talking about? What Mishnah? Write in your notes. Daf Beis. Even if lechachila required lishma, we would not establish the mitzvah, the Mishnah like this. Why not? Because kevin d'v'yevin kosher lo yimusakin lo mefanei nechtav. Because since b'dievin it's kosher, we would not make a takana to verify the maisa that it was done. Because you only need a lechachila. You know, it's enough that we have to, there's a lot of the rabbanans we have to fulfill. Come and love us. But they're not going to make takanas on something that only lechachilas to verify. Oh, is this lechachila done? Come on. They're only going to make takanas to verify that something you need b'dievin, l'ikuva, was done. So therefore, you understand Tosh's answer now? What was Tosh's kashuk of here? Why don't we just, how do you know, how's the Gemara so confident you don't need lishma what? Lislechachila nekshiva. What's the answer? We never make a takana to verify that something was done if it's only needed lechachila. You wouldn't do that. That's why it's very meduyuk, I think, in the words. I'm going to read it again. The Yeshua Nafili lechachila boy ksiv lishma lo mituk masikos akein diyevin kashu loy misakim lo mrafanei nechtav. I'd say 90% of the time when you see the funny nechtav, it's funny nechtav, funny nechtav. That phrase really means funny nechtav. Because we're not going to misakim funny nechtav according to Meir, because you only need it what? Lechachila. So even if you needed it lechachila, we wouldn't make a takana for it. What'd you say? Okay, good. We're going to get to it. Good, good. Good, Nate. We're going to get to it. We're going to get to it. At this point, Lamais, we're just dealing with the Tana. Okay, we're just dealing with the Tana. The Tana of that requires Lishma, yes, would only be a Lechachila Nexiv if you're a mayor. Okay? We haven't gotten to the Amoraim yet, which we're going to get to about Hecker. But there's no reason to say B'fanei Nechtav would be needed because I need to verify, oh, since L'chachilu, L'chiv has to be L'chiv, well, let's verify. Come on. You can't even get the words out of your mouth. It's bizarre. No? Let's make a takana to verify something was done that only needed to be done L'chachilu. Come on. That's not the way you make public policy. You know that, Jonathan. You make public policy on the things that are the essentials to be verified that they were done. That's one answer. Okay, what else? Go ahead, Jonathan.
I was going to say that, especially with here, the public policy is about making sure that we meet the bare minimum because, or slightly above the bare minimum because we need wiggle room because it's so high stakes here.
Okay, but Lamaisa, we're going to...
Because on the one end, you can create a Nikuna situation. Okay. On the other end, you're creating Mamzeri.
Okay, you want to make sure you verify what you're making a good Svara.
So if we don't have...
You want to verify what is essential. We don't want to make it too complicated.
Right.
Correct. Okay, good. That's the first answer. There's no requirement to verify something that's needed only in the Chachim. Very good. Eliezer, you got this? You got it? Yosef, you got this? V'od, second answer. V'od. V'od t'nan, ditnan. What's ditnan? There's a Mishnah. The Pireish Pirchani, the Elo Amr B'fanei Nechtav Puzzle. It says black on white in the beginning of the second paragraph. That if you don't say B'fanei Nechtav, what's the din? What's the din, Usher? It's Puzzle. If you don't say B'fanei Nechtav, it's Puzzle. Now, what does he mean in this line? Presumably, the Tana of the first Mishnah in the Masechta is the same Tana as the what? As the beginning of the second paragraph. And therefore, just like in the second parak it says it's possible, we also have to assume that what? That in the first parak it's also possible if you don't say it. It's not just lechachila. Because it was lechachila, it should have said kosher in the Mishnah. You follow me? That's what we assume. We assume it's the same Tana. That's what we assume that. It's anonymous in both parakim, so we assume it's the same Tana, Nate. That's what we're assuming. Okay? That's what we assume it's considered to be the same Tana. Okay? Everyone got this? Lamaisa, and that's the Chiddush, Lamaisa. We assume it's the same Tana. Now, Lamaisa, these Mishnahs all go on one Shita. Taisa says that at Ham and Alf as well. Nate, Dimraspa, Ihachi Yachal. Okay? He says, since the Mishnah over there is not Remeir, the Mishnah here is also not Remeir. It's going in one Shita. Okay? Now, notice Tosis gave two Terutzim. What do we often do when the Tosis gives two Terutzim? Why does Tosis have to give two Terutzim? Yes? So, number one, you could argue, what was the problem with the first answer? Is it so nuts to say, Jonathan's Nakuda is right, but is it so nuts to say that a takana was made to verify you did something that was only needed lechachila? It's not nuts, no. That's why I think Tais comes on to the second teretz. What's the difficulty with the second teretz? How do you know the Tan is the same? Like Knight said. So each answer, you got to point out what the difficulty is with, and that's why you had two answers. You follow what I'm saying? Okay? You got what I'm saying? That's why I think why Tais gives, we could suggest why Tais gives two answers. Okay. Biter now. Now we get into Nate's Nakuda. Up till now, Binyamin, we haven't dealt with Rava and Rava at all. We've dealt with what the Gemara said, that we need Lishma, which Tana holds you require Lishma and the Ksiva and the Chsima. Which Tana holds that you need Lishma and the Ksiva and the Chsima? You follow me? Which Tana holds it? Now, we have to plug this into the Amoraim. Now, I'm going to give a little bit of a introduction to that. Let's think. Rabba, we're in whose prism here? Reb Meir. Yes? Reb Meir requires lishma on the chesima, that we know. Why would you need b'fanei nechtav, according to Rabba? Lishma, because Rabba's always a lishma man. Problem is, Reb Meir says you don't need lishma on the what? On the ksiva. Yes? Now, according to Rava, why do you need b'fanei nechtav? Hecker. Because Rava's a kiyum shtaris man, yes? Now, how would that plug in with Reb Meir, who says that you need lishma on the chesimis? Right? If you need lishma on the chesimis, don't you what? Don't you need still b'fanei nechtav on what? As a hecker? Because the purpose is what? The purpose is to have a hecker. You won't have Kim Starr's confusion. Is that correct? So behind Nechtav, I understand. That's nothing to do with Lishma. The reason why you need to find a Nechtav according to Rabba is because why? Because of a hecker. Correct. Now, according to Rabba, let's think to ourselves. What does Rabba Islay to Rava mean? What does Rabba Islay to Rava mean? Let's move it a little bit so I can see Eliezer. Johnny, move it a little yet. Now move over your chair over a little bit to the ear. Yeah, very good. What is the sheet of who? What does Rabba hold? Islay to Rabba. Means you hold Lishma and what else? And Kiyum, correct? Now does he say Yadanu works or not? Does he say Yadanu? We learned from the Tyson of Alf last Thursday. Yadanu does not work. No? Yadanu does not work. So therefore, if Yadanu does not work, what is your requirement when you say b'fanei nechtam? According to Rabba and Reb Meir. You need to say b'faneinu, yes? Isn't that a hecker itself? You say b'faneinu nechtam, that the chesimers are done lishma, Rabba, yes? He also holds a what? He also holds a Rava. So where's the what? Where's the hecker? Because you have to say b'faneinu.
Why is that a hecker?
What did you say?
Why is that a hecker?
You're not saying adanu, b'faneinu.
So
b'faneinu on the chasimas will serve as a hecker. B'faneinu on the chasimas. What'd you say? That's Tosis Kasha. That is Tosis Kasha. The end of the Tosis. Why do you need b'faneinu nechtav according to Rabba within Reb Meir Shita? That is correct. According to Rabba within Reb Meir Shita, why do you need b'faneinu nechtav? Rava, we know because of Hecker. Rabba, why? Look at the last line of the previous Tosis. Look at the last line of the Tosis we did on Thursday. The last line. He said, don't tell me that what Yadanu doesn't work is because of a chlufe, right? Why did he say it's not because of a chlufe? Because we already have a funny nechtav. That's if you hold like who? No, that's all. If you hold like who? Which Tana? Rebbe Lazar, that requires lishma nechtziva. But if you turn to Amud, turn to the next Amud, we're going like Rebbe Meir, he doesn't require lishma nechtziva. So therefore, where's your hecker? You don't have a hecker already. Where's your hecker from b'faneinu nechtam? All you need is lishma nechtzimus. And the fact that you say b'faneinu will serve also as the hecker. You have to be there to observe the chesim lishma b'faneinu, and at the same time, it'll serve as a hecker. See, Tosfos and Rabbi Aleph was there working within Rabbi Elazar, right? Within the Tana Rabbi Elazar. That you need Lishma nechtziva, but Reb Meir and Amud Beis, the Tosfos and Rabbi Beis is within Reb Meir. He denies Lishma nechtziva. So you have b'faneinu as the what? B'faneinu nechtam as the Lishma, and also it serves as the hecker, because you're not saying Adanu, so people are going to say, oh, b'faneinu is different than Adanu. So what do you need b'faneinu nechtam at all? That's Tosfos Kasha. Let's read it inside. The Tema Luri, this is a bomb kasha. The Tema, this is an upper level. This is not just Im Toma. Look inside, guys. Please look inside. The Tema Luri, Tahacha Mashmudalomi Tukma Masnissen Kereb Meir. Our whole Gemara says it's Mashmud, we cannot establish a Mishnah like Reb Meishu. The Reb Meir lo boy, Ksiva Lishma. Because Reb Meir does not require Ksiva Lishma. Yes? Ula Kaman. That's what the Gemara said, black on white. Yes, we did the Gemara. Well, come on. Tanya, it says in the Brisa Behedja, that I didn't do it inside, but we didn't need to. Maybe I should have, but we didn't need to. It's very straightforward. Well, come on, Tanya Behedja. The Brisa explicitly, how maybe get Medina Siyam. He himself brought it. Yes? If the shliach, I'm sorry, I said the husband, the shliach brings the get, delivers the get in the siyam, and he's supposed to sit vanech, he doesn't, the vlad is a mamzer. We read that gemara. We did read the gemara. We did read the gemara. Thank you. Oh, we did read the gemara. Ula rava nicha. Now we plug it into Rav and Rabba. When Rav, it's beautiful. The boy, the funenechtav, why? The lo lasi lasi lichlufi. Exactly like Nate said. You need the funenechtav as a hecker so that it won't, you mixed up with Kim Staris. Yes? You got me? So according to Rav, it fits beautifully. It fits like a glove. However, Bahad the Amar of Nachman Besamuch, that which Rav Nachman said very soon, Dilere Meir Matzub Ashba Kosher, did it say anything about Bafana Nechtav over there, Yosef? Did it say anything in the garbage can case about Bafana Nechtav? Why not? Don't you have to verify it's Lishma? Hainu Shab, Kishabal Atzmo Noslah. That case is where the husband's giving the get himself. Oh, Beretz Yisrael, we don't need to verify it's Lishma. We know it was written Lishma. Aval Sholeh Get Medina Sayam. But when you deliver a get, when you send a get from Medina Siyam, Sarach Sheyira HaShliach Ksivas HaGet, the Shliach has to see the Shliach Ksivas HaGet, Sheyuchalom Rebefane Nechtav, to Loloisi Lechlufe, that he must say Befane Nechtav, and he also must say Befane Nechtam, because you need Lishmoan Nechashimas. Aval L'Rabba Kashya, according to Rabba Kashya, the Lais Lay Time of the Lechlufe, he doesn't hold of Lechlufe. How do I know that he doesn't hold the achlufe? Binyamin? How do you know he doesn't hold the achlufe? Because Yadanu doesn't work. Exactly. If Yadanu doesn't work, Lamaisa, I'm not worried about your achlufe. Right? I'm not worried about achlufe. Af lefia maskana, the rabba isle, the rabba kidipirashna. What does kidipirashna mean? Like the previous tithes we learned on Thursday, on Amud Aleph. Meaning if you don't hold the achlufe, because why? Yadanu doesn't help anyway, so I'm not concerned about that. Yes? Remember, that's what Taisa said. Don't tell me that what? That Yadanu doesn't work because of the chlufe. I already have the chlufe if you hold what? They have to say before I nechtav. But that's within who, Dave? Which Tana? Taisa Gimel Amarav. That was within who? Rabbi Lazar. But now that we're within Reb Meir, who what? Who doesn't require Lishma at all on the what? On the Ksiva. So therefore what? Therefore you shouldn't need to say it. And you'll tell me, where do you have the hecker? Where do you have the hecker, Lamaisa? Because you're saying the fanenu nechtam. That serves as the hecker anyway. So he doesn't hold to the reasoning of lechlufe. He's not chosh lechlufe. Because yadanu doesn't work anyway. So the fanenu, you're saying the nechtam, already takes care of that. Yes? It already takes care of that. So if already takes care of that, Lamaisa, so what on earth is the Gemara saying that the Vlad is a mamzer? If you don't say Befani Nechtav Nechtav, according to Rabba, why should the Vlad be a mamzer? Our Gemara says the Vlad will be a mamzer. Our Gemara, Lamaisa, says Beferish, the Gemara in Hamad Beis says the Vlad is a mamzer because you didn't say Befani Nechtav, Befani Nechtav. That's against our Gemara. Our Gemara, if you fit in our Gemara with Rabba, you should not need Befanei Nechtav at all. You should not need Befanei Nechtav at all. And the Gemara said, hey, amazing, according to Mary, the Vlad is a mamzer. Yes, Nate?
Where do we see that we're assuming that Rabba is holding like Rabba?
That's the Moskana and Dalal and Base. This whole sugya, remember I said to Tyson and Rafa, we spent on Thursday? You have to assume when the Gemara is grasping and looking for who the Tan is. Yeah, it's all the same sugya. They already knew Rabba's later Rabba. Because it would be an exercise, it would be very strange to say, oh, look, we're looking for the Tana only if you held Rabba Lace later on. Come on. We said up to Bezim and Bez and Gimel Amarav up to the very bottom, we're assuming they're mutually exclusive. But once you start Tanning, remember what I said? Once you start looking for a Tana, it's very sure to say we didn't know the Maskana.
Every time we say Rabba,
we knew the Maskana. It's very sure to say we knew the Maskana. You have to say we knew the Maskana. So since we knew the Maskana, you have to say we knew the Maskana. And therefore, we knew Rabbis later on. So once you know the Maskana, so then what's going on here? Our Gemara says very clearly, you should not need to say Befanei Nechtav. You should not. Should not need to say Befanei Nechtav according to Rabba within the prism of Rameh. Rava, I understand, because you need a hecker. Now, isn't Rabbis later Rava? Doesn't Rabba hold you need Kiyum? Yes, he does hold you need Kiyum, but he's not. Why is he not worrying about a hecker? Because we already have a hecker. The heker is b'faneinu nechtam. Yadinin doesn't work. What did you say?
It's not a heker for Rabba because Rabba holds you can't say yadinin.
Yes, Rabba holds you can. C-A-N, say yadinin. Yes. He says you can say yadinin. That doesn't serve as a heker. But according to Rabba, it already is a heker. So it, since it's already a heker, Lamaisa, that Lamaisa serves as the automatic heker. And I'm not worried about any more confusion. So this is a bomb kasha. Please get down your notes. Tosus leaves this as a kasha. He does not answer the kasha. He does not answer this kasha. So I want to give two answers to answer Tosus' kasha. One from the Ramban. Actually, the first one from the Tosus HaRosh with Tosus HaBa Metzia. Thank you for bringing the Gemaras, guys. I appreciate it very much. You look up. Do you have the Gos V'Tziyunim, guys, on your daf? Do you have Gos V'Tziyunim on your Amud? Yeah. You have Me'am Loi. What is it, Me'am Loi? Not Me'am Loi. What are the Shachas called? Lo. Oz V'Hadar, yes. Look in the Gos V'Tziyunim Aleph. You see that? It says, Bo Metzia Nun Heim Ebeiz Din Ramasko V'Lo. Yes? Kosu Shalunok Anechna V'Shum Rabbanim. You guys don't have that?
No.
In your Gos V'Tziyunim? You sure? I have Aleph. It says, Bo Metzia Nun Heim Ebeiz Din Ramasko V'Lo.
We have that.
You have that.
I'm
you have the Masifta. You have the Masifta too. You're looking at regular. You don't have that Aleph. No one's been signed that.
With Rebbe on Gimel and Beis.
On Aleph. No, no. On Gimel and Beis. Yes. It goes with Tzion. No one's been signed.
Okay. One of us.
Okay. All right.
It
says Tikkun
Shalimim. That's it.
What? I don't know what that's referring to. Where is that? Where is that else? You don't have, where is it, Shalom? We made me. Where is that? Where are we? What are you referring to, Nate?
I don't know. It's not in Gemara.
Okay.
You
want
to
show it to me? Show me a Shalom we made me. Have.
Which one?
Show me the mice. Where is yours? Because I have the same.
It's in the Tosos.
Yeah, yeah. Shalom Aleph. Where is the Aleph, folks?
Which Tosos?
Oh, this one's Rebbe.
It's right above Vigova. It's the line above there, diagonally across.
What's Vigova?
Vigova is the second to last Tosos.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, there's the Aleph. Okay. Yes. You guys don't have it.
Yeah.
You guys don't have what I have.
Yeah,
I have.
And that's from the show.
No, you do have it. You have it on Os Tess. Bubbin Sian Nuname is your mask of a low. You do have it. Tess. There it is. Look under Tess. It says Bubbin Sian Nuname Base. So let me say it over to you. You know what it says on Nun Hayamid Beis and Bob Metzia? Get it down. It's the exact quote of Hayamid Beis. It says in the Brisa, Disanya, Hamevi get Menina Siam Nasul, Omelo, Befanek, Nekro, Yotzi, Avlad Mamzer, different mayor. Famorom, in Avlad Mamzer. Kate said, Yasa, what do you do? You lend him Menu, take it from her. You lend him Menu, you take it from her. Kate said, Yasa, again. You with me? Disanya, maybe get Menina Siam Nasul, Omelo, Befanek, Nekro, Yotzi, Avlad Mamzer, different mayor. The Chachamim Omer ain't Avlad Mamzer. Ketzad Yasa Yidlenu Yemenu Yachsev Yidlenu Lo B'fnei Shtayim Yomer Lo Fanenechem Fanenechem. Yes, it says Avlad Mamzer. Ule Reb Meir Mishum Dlo Omer Lo B'fanenechem Fanenechem Yotzi Avlad Mamzer In Reb Meir Letamin Or Reb Nuna Mishmeder Ula Omeri Reb Meir Kol Meshanim Yimadbei Hashitov Chachamim Lo Gidin Lo Tziv Avlad Mamzer. It's the exact same quote as Hayim and Beis. What daf is it in Shas? But Metzia what? Nun Hayim and Beis. Listen to this. I don't understand something. Why would Reb Meir himself, he's the one, a Halig or a Meir? We had Reb Nachman quoting Reb Meir, the garbage can case. Now we have another Halig quote from Reb Meir that you don't see in front of Nechlem right now. What's the din? Vlad Mamzer. You know what Tosis says? What's going on here? What do you have to say before Nechtav? If you hold like Rabba, look at Tosis. You ready? Vlom Rafon Nechlem and Nechtav lo nakat elamishum Rabbanan.
Where is that?
Tosis above Metzia and Heim and Beis. Please get it. Lomar for the nechtav and nechtav nechtav lo naket elamishum rabbanon. The remeir ain't sarach lomar nechtav. Dumber of Nachman Omer hay remeir afilu matz ashba kasher. That's amazing. Who says that same answer? The Tais HaRosh right here. Yosef, thank you for bringing it in. Tais HaRosh says. Tais HaRosh says beferish. He says when the Gemara said Vlad Mamzer for a remeir only meant if you don't say b'fanai nechtav. Get it down, Eliezer. But if you don't say b'fanei nechtav, no big deal. That's if you hold like Rabba. That's if you hold like Rabba, Lamaisa. Okay? That's the old, like, Rabbah. And that's the answer, Lamaisa. This is what the Taisa Rosh wants to be Mechadesh, comes out to be a beautiful what? Beautiful answer. Okay? So when he says this, the Taisa Rosh says, he says that, Gam nakta mishufanachem shuntibrecham pligia remeir. They argue on remeir. So don't think for one moment, when we said Vlad Mamzer, that we meant what? That it was according to remeir. It was according to the Chachamim. Only thing that's crucial according to remeir is b'fanai nechtam. Okay? Fanai nechtam. That's the answer, Lamaisa. I'm reading it to you. Rabbeinu Meir Tiretz.
How are you writing this Mishnah then?
Rabbeinu Meir, lo naked b'fanai nechtam mishum remeir el mishum chachamim pligi aleh. V'amr yesh takan alom l'davrim lom r'fanai nechtam b'fanai nechtam. What did you say?
Why are you writing the Mishnah?
What did you say?
No,
what was Tosis Kasha? Tosis Kasha was that our Gemara doesn't make any sense. Why would the Vlad be a Mamzer?
Right.
Because the Gemara says Remeir must hold what? You only need Chassim Lishma, you don't need Chassim Lishma. That's not true according to Rabbah. Rabbah requires what? Shouldn't Rabbah require, shouldn't he require Chassim Lishma? Doesn't it say Yotziv al Vlad Mamzer?
Right.
How does that fit, Lamaisa? How does that fit? So should the Gemara. Here, our Gemara in the Ham of Bay says Beferish Yotzi Vavlad Mamzer because you need to do it and that because of Lishma. Our Gemara says not that way. So how do you answer that? The Gemara never said Vlad Mamzer by Befana Nechtav. It only said Befana Nechtam. Only Befana Nechtam. In a Hanami, our Gemara will say that when it says Vlad Mamzer and you don't require Lishma and Nexiva, you're only a Vlad Mamzer if you don't what? You don't say Befana Nechtam. But if you don't say Befana Nechtav, no great shakes. When the Rabbanans, when it said Vlad Mamzer, it meant only according to the Rabbanan. You got that answer?
Yeah.
Binyamin, you got that?
Wait, who's that though?
This is the Taisa Rosh and Taisa Bab Metzi.
So
Taisa Bab Metzi of Affairs, yes.
So you said Mayor wouldn't hold Befana Nechtav?
According to Rabbah, there would be no need to say Befana Nechtav. That is correct.
But
didn't say Vlad Mamzer from Mishnah from the coinage. It only meant Nechtam from Remeir.
Okay. But then in our Mishnah, we say Befana Nechtav. And if we're saying that Remeir might have been our Mishnah, why are we thinking?
Our Gemara said Remeir cannot be the Tana. You tell me why.
For a different reason.
Why? No.
For
why is Remeir not the Tana? Because you don't need Ksivu Lishma.
Right.
You do not need Ksivu Lishma. That's correct.
So that's why you can't be here. Oh.
You don't need Ksivu Lishma. But the problem is that according to what? According to, isn't our Gemara saying, Lamaisa, against what? Isn't our Gemara saying that according to Rabbah, Lamaisa, shouldn't you need Ksivu Lishma according to Rabbah, Lamaisa? The Gemara is saying, no, you don't need Ksivu Lishma. But Rabbah, but the Gemara says later on, Vlad Mamzer, that you need to have it. The Gemara never said Vlad Mamzer, Befana Nechtav, according to who? Exactly. So it comes out that according to Rabbah, all you need is what? All you need is Chassim Lishma. You do not need Ksiv Lishma according to what? According to Rabbah within Remeir. Because the Iker Shahada the Get is not the what? The Ksiva, it is the Chassim. There is no reason to have the Shema and the Ksiva, and therefore you don't need to verify it. You'll tell me you need to say it for a hacker. I don't need the hacker, because you have to say the Fanei Nechtam anyway. And the Fanai will serve as the hacker right then and there. So you don't need to have another hacker on the Ksiva. So that is why the Gemara is very perplexed. That's why Lamaisa, you could suggest that the Tana cannot be who? The Tana can't be Remeir because you don't need Ksivu Lishma. Within Rab and Remeir, that fits now. Didn't he say Vlad Mamzer? No, he doesn't say Vlad Mamzer, he doesn't say the Chassimis. So the Gemara is very confident, even according to who? Even according to Rabbah, that you should not need anyone. Should not need any lishma at all, none whatsoever, on the ksiva, rabba within Remeir. That's the bottom line. You tell me hacker, that's not rabba. I already have a hacker b'fanenu. So that's the chiddush l'mois. Doesn't say Vlad Mamzer, he doesn't say b'fanenu nechtam? No. The Vlad is a Mamzer only because you didn't say nechtam. You didn't say nechtam. Because that's a statement Remeir. He can't contradict himself. You have to say that's because if you don't say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam is only according to the Rabbanan. You have to splice it, right? Calling the Shanim and Be'ah, maybe giving the Siam Nasim, I believe, Lomar, Fanach Nechtam, Vlad Mamzer, according to Remeir, on the Fanach Nechtam. Vlad Mamzer, according to Chum, even if you don't say the Fanach Nechtav, don't you have to say it according to Remeir? According to Rabbi, you don't. According to Rabbi, you would as a hacker. That's the Kiddush that comes out. Everyone got that? That's the answer of who? The Tezer Rosh. What's the Ramban's answer? Brought it in. What did the Ramban's answer? Ramban's a little bit of a different answer. Yeah, I have the Ramban right here. Thank you. The Ramban's answer a little different. What does he say? He says because Mishum Sirka the Rabbanan Kamar, meaning the Rabban the Remeir Lididi possible because he didn't say Nai Nechta. Lidichu it's possible because why? Lidichu it's possible because he didn't say Befanai Nechtav as well. It's a very similar answer, but he was speaking. Remeir was speaking to the Chum. He says. Kashik Mamir Hospilab Dafka, which is the circa the Rabbanan Kamar, Klomer Liditi, according to me, Shund Lomra Fana Nechtav, Lidichu, Ilomra Nechtav, Yoitzivalad Mamzer. So that's how Remeir is speaking. So it comes out to be tremendous Chiddush, and our Gemara can fit even according to what? Our Gemara can fit even according to who? No. Even according to Rabbah. Even according to Rabbah, our Gemara says it cannot be Reb Meir, guys. What did the Gemara say? You guys got to get this. Not that hard. What did the Gemara say? That the segment of the Gemara was that the Tana cannot be Reb Meir. Why? Because it requires only Chesima, not Chesima Lishma. And our mission is presenting you need both. Now, Tosfos asks, that's against Rabbah. That's what Rabbah within Reb Meir. Because it says Vlad Mamzer, doesn't it? So don't you need a funny nechtav? And Rabbah corroborates that in Iksiv Lishma. So Tosfos says it doesn't. The Gemara doesn't go with Rabbah. Doesn't go with Rabbah. You're stuck. So the answer is two answers. Is that what when he said Vlad Mamzer? That was only according to who? The Rabbanan when you say b'fanei nechtam. B'fanei nechtav, Lamais, is not needed according to Remeir. It's only said according to the Rabbanan. In a Hanami, the Vlad is not a Mamzer. And therefore, Rabbah can fit with what? Rabbah can fit with this, Lamais. We never had a problem with Rabbah because he knew b'fanei nechtav as a hacker. Yes? So, Lamais, you never need that. That's not a problem, Lamais. You always need b'fanei nechtav as a hacker. But our Tana says you need b'fanei nechtav as a hacker. Okay, you need b'fanei nechtav as a hacker. That's an outside svar, but you still need it. But according to Rabbah, you don't need a funny nechtav. So then how could it be, Lamaisa? You don't need a funny nechtav at all for hacker because you have a funenu nechtam. So if you have a funenu nechtam, it serves a hacker, and you don't need to have the Shema anyway. So how could the Remeir say the Vlad is a mamzer, according to Remeir? The answer is he never said Vlad mamzer. That's the Rabbanim of funenu nechtam. All you have to need is verify the chesimis. Lamaisa. And therefore, that's how it fits very good, Lamaisa. Yes, Nate, go ahead.
Just so I get this clear, we're talking about Rabbah in the framework of Rabbah in the framework of Remeir.
You know, I don't think you need to say it like that. Just you have the Tana Remeir,
right?
And then that's the, and we're having the framework of the Amorim within Remeir. So Rabbah El Kiyum, find out if it's good. Yeah, but Rabbah within Rabbah, for our purposes here, is Yolz Kiyum. You already have the Kiyum, the Hecker with Befaneni.
Right,
you have the hacker because you have Befaneinu Nechtam. So you don't need Befaneinu Nechtam because why? You don't need a hacker. I have a hacker ready with the signatures, and I don't need it. And I need it to. And I don't need it to be Lishma Lamais. Right? I need to verify that it was. I don't need Lishma on the Ksiva. So what's the big deal? So I don't need Befaneinu Nechtam at all. The Terence says yes, you do, Lamais. When you say you need Befaneinu Nechtam, you do, Lamais. When we said Vlad Mamzer, that was according to the Rabbana, not according to Mary. In a Hanami, according to Mary, you don't need. And Rabbah would be welcoming him asking to that. Mm-hmm. Rabbah would be asking that. And our Gemara fits very, very nicely, Lamais. So don't for one moment think that Befanei Nechtav is needed according to the mayor, and if you don't have it, the Vlad is mom. It's not true. It's only Befanei Nechtam. Now, Tosfos would respond, I think, I don't buy that. It says Vlad Mamzer, Yotze Vlad Mamzer in Remeir. You're going to tell me Befanei Nechtav is only according to Remeir, and then Befanei Nechtav is going to be splicing that. It's a little bit hard to read, you know? Well, he leaves it as a kasha. But those are the two terutzim that we're giving. You guys got that? It's not that hard. You got it? That's what he says, Kinepe Rashnu, like I said before. But the only thing you got to just point out that before that was Rabbi Lazar working with you need Lishma Nexiva. If you don't need Lishma Nexiva like Reb Meir, then there's nothing to worry about. That's why he says, Yadanu doesn't work. I don't hold a Lechlufe because why? I already have a stopgap with that. Yadanu doesn't work. Befanenu already is the stopgap. So I'm not worried about Lachlufe. even according to the Maskana, right? I'm not worried about Achlufe because I have it already. And the only thing that I'm worried about is I need Lishma on the what? On the Ksiva. You do? That's only according to Blaz, not according to the Meir. And therefore it should fit beautifully. So, Lamaisa, why is the Gemara so... The Gemara here insists upon, Mishnah says, you need Bafana Nechtam, Bafana Nechtam. Question is, why should that be, Lamaisa? That's what Tais is bothered by. Why should that be? That's Tais's Kasha, Lamaisa. He asks, that's Soser, our Gemara here. This notion of Yotziv Avlad Mamzer. What do you mean? According to Rabbah, there should be no requirement Bafana Nechtav. None at all. Rob, I understand hacker. Rob, I don't need it. I don't need it. I already have a hacker. And I don't have to verify the Shema Nexiva. So it's a great kasha. So that's Lamaisa. Tosis leaves it as a kasha. And Tosis leaves it as a kasha. But the Tosis Arash and Tosis Bar Metzia give the answer. And the Rabban, Lamaisa, gives what? The Rabban says that he was just the Rabbanon with Mishum Sircha, the Rabbanon comer. It's basically saying, according to Meir, it's possible because you didn't say Mufani Nechtam. And according to you, Lamaisa, it's possible even if you don't say Nechtav. It's the same, very similar answer that the Rabban is giving. Okay, we guys got that? Okay, that's the Tosis, Lamaisa. It's not so hard when you do all the Gemaras. You just got to what? You just got to hold cup with it in this territory. Okay, let's go on. We got a few more minutes. Let's go on a little bit more in the Gemara. And then we'll continue. Okay? Oh, I forgot to mention something. I don't know if we'll go on, but I want to mention I gave you the Pnei Yehoshua. Please get it down. The Pnei Yehoshua points out Pshat and Tosis when he says that Rav Ashi held like Reish Lakish in the beginning of the Tosis. Who is Rav Ashi? Who's Rav Ashi? Where do we have Rav Ashi? Yes, that's Ravina Rav Ashi wrote the Gemara on Pei Amarav. Dal Amarav. When Rav Ashi said he also holds like Reish Lakish, what does that mean? He also holds like Reish Lakish. See, he said B'samach Nami Muki. Yeah. What does that mean? B'samach Nami Muki. What does that mean? B'samach Nami Muki. Where does it say that? Very soon. It says in the very first line of the Tosis. No. Yep. So what does that mean? It means that Reish Lakish. That means that Rashi seems to be holding like who? Like Reish Lakish. Yeah? It says that Rav Ashi is also holding like Reish Lakish. That's what Pnei Yehoshua wants to say. So it comes out, Rabbi Yehuda says, you need the Ksiva to be betalish. What does that mean? Both the Ksiva Saget and the Chesima Sa'edim. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, who said Chasmu was going on what? The Torah for the get, yes? Remember he meant Ksiva? Yes? Remember we said that? Maybe you could say Rabbi Yehuda means the beginning of the Ksiva and the Siyum of the Ksiva. And there's no raya that Chesimus Edim need to be done Lishmo. Well, you understand this aura? Let's get this aura. What is it Pnei Yehoshua saying? He's saying that Rav Ashi, when you say that he held like Reish Lakish, that's a this sugya b'samuch Nami Mukha Rav Ashi, this and they all hold like Reish Lakish. What does that mean when you say that Rav Ashi also holds like Reish Lakish? What does that mean? That means that Rav Ashi said the Tanis Rav Yehuda holds what? That the Ksiva and the Chesima both need to be detached. Both the Ksiva and what? The Chesima Sa'edim. Both of them need to be what? Need to be when they're detached. But according to Rav Yochanan, who said what? Who was the first approach over there? That's going on the Torah for the get. Chasim at the Torah, meaning when he said finishing it, right? It's possible to say that Rav Yehuda was referring to what? The beginning of the writing of the get and the end of the writing of the get. When you see Rebuta says you need the Ksiva and the Chesima to be told, it didn't mean the Ksiva and the Chesima. It meant the beginning, the Tophes, and the Toref, which are parts of the Ksiva. And therefore there's no Raya that the Chesima Sa'edim have to be what? Have to be done Lishma. There's no Raya from that. So that's what the Pnei Yehoshua wants to say. Maybe there's no Raya that the Chesimas have to be what? Have to be done Lishma. Yeah? That's what he wants to tie in Lamaisa. The Pnei Yehoshua. The Pnei Yehoshua wants to say, maybe you have no what? You have no raya that Lamaisa, the Chesimus Edom, have to be done Lishma at all. That's what he wants to say. That's what he's trying to drive at by saying this sugya and the sugya very close by, Lamaisa, hold like what? Hold like Rebuta, hold like Reish Lakish. Yes? Because they say it's referring to Chesima Mamish. So again, does everyone get the Kudu of the Pnei Yehoshua? Let's get it. Before we end Shir. Pnei Yehoshua is saying that Ravashi also holds like Reish Lakish, and therefore when Reb Yehuda holds, you need the Ksiva and the Chasim to be Tolish, it means the Ksiva Saget and the Chasim Sa'edim. Yes? You got to remember Reb Yehuda is a Tana and a Mora. I always say there's a third Tana. How do you plug that in according to who? According to Reish Lakish. How do you plug it in according to Reish Lakish? Meaning this sugi is holding what? Reb Yehuda holds the Ksiva and the Chasima literally must be what? Must be tallish, correct. Must be tallish, and the Chasimus Eidim must be tallish, correct. They're both got to be lishma, and they both have to be tallish. But I'm saying when he says the word Chasima, he meant Chasima. But according to the first approach in Amoraim, when Reb Yehuda said the word what? Ksiva and Chasima, he didn't mean Chasima. He meant what? He meant the beginning of the Ged and the end of the writing of that. The Torif and the Tofes, Lamaisa. And therefore, according to Reb Yehuda, you would have no Raya that the chasimas have to be done lishma. You follow what I'm saying? Because maybe it's only referring to what? The beginning of the ksiva and the end of the ksiva. Yeah? Whereas according to the approach of Reish Lakish, we know that he's saying that what? The chasimas have to be done, what have to be done lishma. So it's a mayor dik at taisis. Okay, tomorrow we got to go weiter. We'll be in touch. Shalom, let's dive in mincha. And we'll be in touch.